The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful on the nations rise, join the triumph of the skies.
Shepherds in Have you ever wondered what it was like on that night when heaven could no longer contain its joy? The stars hung bright over Bethlehem's hills, witnesses to a moment that would change everything. The shepherds, ordinary men doing an ordinary job, had no idea their night shift was about to become the most extraordinary moment in history. First came light, not the gentle glow of dawn, but the blazing glory of heaven itself. Then came sound, not the quiet bleating of sheep, but the magnificent chorus of angels declaring glory to the newborn king. These shepherds, who had probably never traveled more than a few miles from their fields, suddenly found themselves at the very center of God's greatest announcement. But God didn't choose these shepherds just to give them front row seats to heaven's symphony. No, he was setting a pattern that would echo through all of history. First, we encounter the glory of Christ. Then, we become messengers of that glory. Those shepherds, men who normally only spoke to sheep, became the first evangelists of the gospel. They couldn't help but spread the news, just as we can't help but share what we've experienced of Christ. From angels to shepherds, from shepherds to everyone they met, from person to person through the centuries, right down to us today, the good news of Christ's birth continues to spread. And now it's our turn to join this grand procession of messengers. Like those shepherds long ago, we too have heard the good news. Like them, we too must go and tell it. Tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born.
After the shepherds departed, after their excited voices faded into the night, after the echo of angels' songs dimmed to silence, Mary sat in the quietness of that humble stable, holding infinity in her arms. This child, appearing so ordinary to any passerby, was anything but ordinary. the one who formed the universe was now wrapped in swaddling clothes. The voice that spoke creation into being now uttered soft newborn cries. The King of Kings lay in a borrowed manger, watched over by wondering parents and curious animals. As we look upon this scene, we too move from celebration to contemplation. And we find ourselves asking the same question that has echoed through centuries. What child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass
the King. This is Christ the King.